Good afternoon. My name is Candy Barone, CEO of You Empowered Strong, also known as the Pull No Punches Accountability Powerhouse, and I would like to welcome you to this presentation today. I hope to spend a few minutes with you today to help you identify one of the barriers that may be getting in your way and provide a few tips on how to destroy the noise. Have you ever taken a moment to think about all the shoulds you're putting on yourself in any given day? Think about that for a moment. Think about the words you hear, things like, I should go to college, I should get that degree, I should take that job, I should get married, I should have kids, I should start playing small, you know, I should not rock the boat, I should try not to upset the people around me. I should take off that tie. I should put on that jacket. I should. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of shoulding to put on yourself in any given day. No wonder you often feel exhausted and defeated when it gets to the end of the day and you get home and you take inventory on what happened. And think about who are we letting shoulda on us in any moment. Our friends, our colleagues, our boss, our family, our church, and even our society. Everywhere around us, we are being shoulded on, and oftentimes we don't realize it. And the more we accept all these shoulds, the more we start to internalize that as our truth and begin to perpetuate a vicious cycle of negative self-talk. What I want to help you understand today is that all these shoulds are simply a function of other people's and your own limited thinking that are many times based on fear, insecurity, past experiences, or simply the inability to break free from the barriers and anchors that are holding us back. We take on our own stuff and all our shoulds and everything that others project at us and make it our truth without even asking why. We're pausing to note that we're doing so in the first place. I assure you, it does not have to be this way. You see, you have the power to stop this cycle and to destroy the noise once and for all. You have the ability to choose what your truth really is. And if you wish to break free from the limiting beliefs and rules that are holding you back from being everything you deserve to be, and truly allow the light from within you to shine freely and powerfully. Out of all the factors that affect our ability to choose, the number one thing I've found that gets in our way is truly fear. And fear is nothing more than the lies we keep telling ourselves. So think about all those shoulds are just continuing to feed those lies that we tell ourselves that then creates greater fear about what we can truly accomplish and holds us back. Many times fear is nothing more than an internal mirror being held up to us, and either we don't like what's being projected back or we're afraid to push past those boundaries that we've set before ourselves. And it's the same thing when you get those shoulds from the people around you. A lot of times, it's nothing more than them projecting their own insecurity, their fear, or simply they're having a bad day and they needed a way to get rid of it. My point is, most of the time, it doesn't have anything to do with you in the first place. So why are you choosing to internalize that as your truth, as your reality? These projections that they put out simply are fuel to help them continue down their own path of that self-negative talk or their own path of limiting themselves in terms of what they truly can do. You will find that when someone is provoking you and it's not about you, they won't know what to do if you choose to say, that's not my truth. So what I urge you and I challenge you to do is take pause. Take inventory to say, is this my truth? Do I believe in what's being said to me? Do I want to take that on and own that, or do I want to break free and allow myself to do something differently, to be more authentic in who I am and to see the desire that's within my heart. Let me give you a very real example I experienced one night out with a group of girlfriends. We were out at a fabulous martini bar, having drinks, catching up after work, and this gentleman came up to me, and you could tell right away he was agitated. He was looking to provoke, I don't know, some sort of confrontation or just wanted to get a rise out of somebody. So he tapped me on the shoulder, and mind you, I was wearing one of my very colorful, very bright, fabulous jackets that I own. But he taps me on the shoulder, and he's like, excuse me, I just want you to know I don't like your jacket. I smiled, turned around, and kept talking to my friends. A few minutes later, he taps me back on the shoulder, emphatically this time, and he's like, I don't think you heard me. I really don't like that jacket. It's expensive. I smiled again, little chuckle, and I turned back around. Third time, he was furious. Taps me again, and he's like, I said I don't like your jacket. And I looked at him, and I laughed, and I said, I'm sorry, but you act as if your opinion is going to change the fact that I'm having a fantastic evening out with my girl, or that I care about your opinion in the first place at all. I said, here's the thing. If it's something that bothers you so much, you have the choice to walk away. Stunned and visibly irritated, this guy storms off in a huff, and my friends start laughing. One of my girlfriends said, seriously, did he really think you were going to take off that jacket? And I laughed, and I said, yeah, I actually think he did. And I said, what I find funny, though, or ironic, is that you think that that's so shocking. And she looked at me, knowing I was about to go down a path to bring out the accountability. And I said, what's interesting is we all feel so brave and we all feel so strong because we're sitting here having cocktails together that when someone suggests they don't like our coat, we think it's appalling he would think I would actually take my jacket off. Let me ask you this. If that same guy came up to you at work on Tuesday and said, I don't like that jacket, it's offensive, how many of you would have went back to your desk and taken that jacket off and instead put the boring black sweater that you have on the back of your chair on instead? You would have taken the jacket off. You would have allowed someone's opinion, someone shooting all over you, to dictate whether or not you were going to keep that jacket on. You see, we don't even realize we allow ourselves to be shitted on every day. So my friend sat there, of course, as they're starting to think about what I just said, and we started to have a discussion. How many of you take off the jacket every day? In yet another instance, I had an administrative assistant once come into my office, bawling, crying, so upset because someone had made a comment to her that just completely derailed her day. I paused, and I asked her, how long have you been working for the company? She said, about 20 years. I said, that's what I thought. I said, in 20 years, is it fair to say that you've met 10 new people a year? Yes. So it's fair to say that you probably know at least 200 people in the organization. Again, she agreed with me. And I said, out of those 200 people, how many of them would agree with a comment that was just made to you? She stared at me. She's like, why? Well, nobody. And I said, exactly. So why are you letting one person who's projecting their own insecurities, their own bad day, trying to limit and put some shooting all over you, why are you allowing that to dictate your reality, your truth? She stopped and said, I guess I never thought about it that way. So my point is that by taking a step back, that by asking ourselves, is that my truth? Is that even what anybody else would say about me can be a big differentiator in terms of how we talk to ourselves. We constantly allow others' perceptions, judgments, and truth to dictate how we feel about ourselves. Why? Why do we hand that power over? Think about how much that perpetuates the negative self-talk we have within ourselves. How limiting, how controlling, and how absolutely a barrier that's creating for us to do the things that we really have the capability and aptitude to be doing. I would like to talk about how to keep that jacket on, how to project the opportunity to stand strong in who you are, to understand that by playing small, you're not serving yourself or serving other people. There's opportunities in your business that you're missing as a result of shutting down based on others' perceptions, based on others' judgments, based on others' truth about yourself. I urge you to stop shooting all over yourself. And I want to give you some clear action steps to help you get out of your way. Because the first piece is really around creating the awareness. So take a step back and take inventory on your typical day. Acknowledge all the shoulds you internalize on a daily basis from yourself and from others. Recognize that those shoulds and projections, in most cases, aren't even about you. So why are you taking them on as your own? Decide to change your perspective and open your mindset. Ask these questions as you start to hear the comments and the words from the people around you, and even in your own head. Take a moment to say, is this my truth? Am I letting my fears dictate what I believe? Am I able to stretch myself and think beyond my own limitations? Do I want to? Ask yourself the question, will this even matter 5 years from now, a week from now, tomorrow? Is this even about me? The more we can separate ourselves from what's reality, what we want to be our reality, and what is just noise around us, the more we can start to put a definitive barrier between what serves us and what doesn't. And so you start to eliminate and start to erase the opportunity for that noise to be coming in and fueling your fire, or in most cases, diminishing it. In any given situation where someone says something hurtful or criticizes you or gives you unsolicited feedback, you can always ask yourself, what was my role in it? And sometimes it's just the way we react. The best way to shut somebody down is to not react at all. To step away, walk away, and say, you know what, I choose to not participate in this shooting you're doing all over me. Understand who you are and how you want to represent yourself. Pull that favorite jacket of yours back out of the closet. Take it out of the Goodwill bag and put it back on. Make sure you stand proud and wear it. And when someone says, wow, I really don't like that jacket, say, thank you, that's your opinion, and walk away. I urge you to destroy the noise. Stop shooting all over yourself and hold the mirror up to see your own truth. Decide what you stand for. What is your truth? What is your heart's desire? And fight for it. Stop letting others shit all over you. Stand strong and recognize that you are empowered strong. Wear your truth with pride and hold your head high. Be a role model and a leader in stepping out of your own fear and limitations. Push past the boundaries of your own comfort zone and dare to be bold. Dare to be an individual. You see, you have the ability to choose this. And so as I start to, you know, bring this to a close, I offer you the opportunity to challenge yourself in a greater capacity. To stop allowing the shoulds to weigh you down. To free yourself from the chains you've got yourself shackled in. Remember, other people's words, actions, and thoughts are not about you most of the time. Choose wisely and you will create your own truth, your own way to move forward. You know, I've heard a couple great quotes that I, you know, would like to share. One of them is, you know, from Vincent Van Gogh. He said once, if you hear a voice within you say you cannot paint, then by all means, paint and that voice will be silent. And you think about what that means and how much that is an opportunity for you to do something different. So with that, as I'm closing, I'd like to offer for those of you that would like more assistance or more opportunity to really dig into this concept and break down this barrier for yourself, I have a PDF document that goes through this and shares some more examples and more stories and provides some action items to help you really get out of your way and destroy the noise once and for all. If you'd like, go to www.youempoweredstrong.com and fill out a contact form to let me know that you're interested in receiving some more information around this topic, and I'd be happy to send you the PDF file and share that with you to help you get started in doing great things for yourself and allowing yourself to free yourself from the barrier that's holding you back. I thank you so much for attending, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.